Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. In the past, the Wabash River served as a vital conduit for trade, travel, and settlement in the Midwest. From its source in Ohio, the Wabash River watershed encompasses over 30,000 square miles connecting Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. Not only is it the longest free-flowing river east of the Mississippi, but it's among the most diverse rivers in the country. Biologically, the Wabash River is a treasure chest of rare and endangered species and a critical migratory path and stopover area for many birds. The Wabash is not only a critical biodiversity resource for Indiana, but is also globally significant. Over 400 rare species and communities can be found within its drainage that covers roughly 75% of Indiana. More than 700,000 Hoosiers live within 15 miles of the river. So it's obvious why conservation groups, including the Nature Conservancy, are working together to protect the quality of the river's water and the species that rely on it. Earlier this year, Governor Mitch Daniels announced a major land conservation project that will not only help protect a significant stretch of the Wabash, but will also position Indiana as a leader in wetlands protection. The state will acquire over 40,000 acres in the Wabash and Sugar Creek floodplain, ultimately benefiting wildlife, public recreation, and the environment.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about Indiana's plans for the Wabash River is available at nature.org/Indiana.